The Burt Show.
Producer Tracy here. Their daughter is one now?
She will be one on the 30th. So yeah, 6 days away from turning 1 year old. Wow. Cannot believe it went by
so crazy. I feel like you were pregnant yesterday.
I know. I do too. And I guess any parent will say the first year, your child's entire life just flies by. It's been the fastest year of my life. Pregnancy was the longest, and then this year was the fastest year ever.
It never goes away. Like, I had some older dude tell me when we were having our first one. It didn't make sense to me at the time, and I just thought he was, like, reading off a fortune cookie. But he said something like, the days go by slow, but the years go by fast with your kids. And
yes.
I've got a seven-year-old now, and it is so true.
It is so true because you're trying. I mean, it's so hard on a day-to-day basis just trying to juggle everything that half the time you're looking at the clock thinking, oh, God, I wish it was bedtime. God, I wish it was bedtime. And it never gets there. But then, 11 and a half months has gone by and you're like, where's my newborn?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I have an actual, like, almost toddler now.
And she's a pretty amazing kid, and she's got this pretty wide vocabulary, right?
Yeah, I made a list just because, you know, that's what moms do. We keep up with the words that our kids are saying.
Well, that's what you do.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
No, I'm sure most moms probably do this.
Tracy's got a list of lists.
Well, right now she's saying 15 words.
That's good.
Okay,
that's awesome.
She says mama, which was the very first word she said.
Of course it was. Look at the pride.
Tracy's
look at the
so
smile
excited.
On her face.
Mama's girl.
Our cat's name is Cow, and we call him Cow-Cow. So she says Cow-Cow, ball, book, bye-bye, no, Kai for Kylie, which is her cousin, hooray. She goes, hooray. Hug. Hi, go, come here, which is actually two words combined, clap, and she even will tell you what a cat says. She'll say, meow,
mm-hmm.
and she'll say, quack, for what a duck does.
Of course.
What she will not say and refuses to say is dada.
she won't say dad or daddy
she
or dada?
She will not say dad, daddy, dada, nothing.
Now,
she
keep in
will...
mind that the hubby here, daddy, is around the house all day long.
He's with her
baby.
More than I am.
Yeah.
And he's probably the most involved father that I have ever met. So,
it's gonna hurt his feelings.
Well, it didn't hurt. I mean, he was understanding until my mother pointed out that dada is supposed to be the easiest word for a baby to say.
So it's just like rubbing it in.
No. Yeah.
Do you really feel that bad about it?
Right. Now, is this a source
come
of pride
on,
for you, or
think.
Are you really feeling bad
come
for your husband?
I was happy when mama was her first word. But now, I mean, she's adding words every single day, and it's getting to the point where, like, we're all at my mom's house, and, when she said hug, we're all like, don't tell Scott. Don't tell him that she has a new word. So now we're keeping everything quiet. And everybody else will say, Papa will say, okay, say Papa, Papa, Papa. And we're like, no, we're not allowed to add any more words to her vocabulary until she says dada, which is the easiest word for a baby to say.
What if she just comes out and says, Scott, bring me a bottle.
I could see her doing it. And I think at this point, she's doing it on purpose.
I think she's digging in at this point. I think it's like a dog also. Like when they know what you want, they're digging in like, no. Because I know that's the thing that you want more than anything else.
Yes, and I feel so bad for him. But
no, you don't.
I'm not feeling bad.
You're laughing through it. Be careful, because your next kid will only say dada for
that's
2 years.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, it will balance itself out, I bet, with number two.
Yeah.
That that child will only say dada.
Well, Scott will say, well, that's only because I wanted her to say mama first. So when you were at work, I was practicing with her, making her say mama.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what about the other 14 words?
Here is Tracy. Good morning. You're on The Burt Show. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Not much. Listen, I was listening to the list of words, but I can't remember. Are there any words in there that have the duh sound? I mean, maybe she just has a hard time with that.
That's
what your letter.
Yes, and you're right. No, she has not said anything with the duh sound. So
well,
it could
duck.
You know,
did she
and
say
you can
duck?
Always
no,
lie,
she's
you know.
Quack.
I mean, there are times when it'll just be you with the baby. She could have said that when he wasn't there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, but I haven't heard it yet. I'm sorry.
She's almost saying it in a bragging way, too. Yeah. I haven't heard it. It might have happened, but I haven't heard it yet.
I really do want her to say it, but so far not happening.
Mm-hmm. Amanda, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was just calling to let Tracy know I know exactly how she feels. I've got a 10 and a half month old, and she has this broad vocabulary and will not say dada at all.
Is that right? Look at Tracy. Look at her. She's not even faking like she's bummed about it.
No, I'm proud that she has such an extensive vocabulary already, but... I do feel bad. A little bit.
She's trying. I can do it. I do feel bad. No.
Not so much.
No.
Not really.
Hey. The Burt Show.